Thursday for all y'all, but
not
it's
for you.
Kind of like Friday for
Friday
me.
Friday for you. You're taking the day off, huh?
Taking the day off. Gonna do one day of spring break Chicago fun with my family.
Museum hopping?
Yes.
Yeah.
So yes.
You go, this is where you go to a museum and you just hop.
Mm-hmm.
Boing, 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 boing. What's wrong with that lady? Boing, boing, boing. She's museum hopping.
Do you notice a lot of younger people, that's how they dance nowadays? Like, yeah. If you watch any television show and there's like a younger audience, they just jump up and down. That's not
dancing.
It's
like
dancing.
The kid from Peanuts. It's like that kid from Peanuts who danced like that.
But this
fun.
Is more up. I mean, that's
vertical dancing.
That's not dancing.
That's not dancing.
That
nope.
doesn't count. I mean, I could do that.
I'm offended, and my friend Gene Kelly would also be offended mm-hmm. by that, Wendy.
What about the cartoon mouse you danced with? Offended?
In Anchors Away?
Yes.
That mouse?
No. Was it Singing in the Rain?
No, that was Anchors Away.
I don't remember the movie. I just remember the clip.
Pretty sure. And I think that was Tom from Tom and Jerry, wasn't it?
It was?
I think so. Pretty sure.
Pre-Tom and Jerry fame?
His early work.
Okay.
Tom the Mouse, thought that his future lied in dancing in films instead of being chased by a cat with a mallet. He was incorrect, as it turned out.
It was Tom.
Yeah. And it was at Anchors Away?
Yeah, 1945.
Yep.
I didn't think you were around then.
Oh, yeah.
Gene Kelly and Jerry Mouse from Tom and Jerry.
Yeah. And they tried to make them the new Hope and Crosby. They did a bunch of road pictures together where they would go and dance in different dance contests around the country, but it just didn't catch on.
I never saw that movie. I just saw the clip, like if they'd show,
right.
like Gene Kelly
when
was
movies
pretty,
were movies.
Yes.
And they would always show that clip. Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah. I know that this is tremendous. On a day, on a week, on a month, on a year where there's so much going on in the world, I know that this is very unimportant, but I want to bring it up anyway. Here at our station at WGN, we are treated on a daily basis to so much candy, it's ridiculous. I don't know where it all comes from, but no matter where you go, we're all going to get diabetes. Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. No matter where you go at the station, you name the candy, there's a room for it somewhere. It's insane. It's just candy everywhere.
It used to be Stephanie Tishner who was responsible for it, and since she has gone on to...
She's elsewhere.
What's the saying?
What?
Greater and worser... No, what's this? Gone on to better and...
Bigger and better things?
Yeah. Smaller and worser things.
Oh, smaller and worser things.
No, it's bigger and better. Todd Manley has kind of taken the Candyman
He's
job.
He's the Candyman man. Ka-ka-ka-chonk, cat. So now there's candy everywhere. So the candy that seems to be the easiest to acquire is Twix, which is among your favorite
Best.
Candies. But did you notice this strange thing about the packaging of Twix?
It's been like that for a while.
Explain.
The left and right.
Yeah, it tells you what side you're looking at. As you're looking head on at the Twix bar, it tells you which side. It says on the left side of the bag, it says left. Why is that?
It's a joke. I mean, it's just because
I don't understand.
All
that.
Sides look the same, but if you get the double Twix,
yeah,
I think that might be where it started from. There were two Twix. What's in a regular Twix bar? You get two of those.
I think so, yeah.
So this had four. It was like a double one, and it said left and right. And then they started selling individual ones like that. Do you want the left side of the Twix?
Oh, is that what that means?
It's stupid. Oh. It's not political.
I didn't know the setup. I only knew the punchline.
It's not really a punchline.
It didn't make sense until I knew what they were making fun of. Now I get it. If you get a full-fledged Twix, it says both left and right, but in this case, the smaller ones only say left or right.
That's
fun. All right, that's good.
You have to decide, D-S-I-D-E, which bar you prefer. For everyone having a tough time choosing, Twix is prepared to help fans. Which side is right or left? So you can grab the left Twix pack or the right.
But the secret is they all taste exactly the same and look the same.
It's stupid.
I get it now. I didn't understand it until you explained it to me. Now I enjoy it. I just want to say this also. Yesterday, I took one of my daughters out for lunch after work. I got home. She was hungry. I was hungry. So we went to this place for lunch. It's a place we had eaten at once before. It's a Mexican restaurant in, I think, Andersonville. I think. They had Green River margaritas, Green River frozen margaritas. That doesn't do anything for you?
Green River,
which
God love
it.
The Green River. It's too sweet for me now.
It was really sweet.
I'm sorry. And you and I have talked about this, and one of the few things we agree upon is very tart margaritas and a tart key lime pie.
Agreed.
Otherwise, it's no good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And God love Green River. It's not, my kids like it. It's too sweet
for me. Doesn't
do
it for you.
Mm-mm. It's pretty.
There's a sign, because this restaurant, and I wish I could remember the name of it. It's something tacos, and the first part rhymes with tacos. You would think it would be Paco's Tacos. That would be a good name for a Mexican restaurant, but it's not. It's something else, tacos, and it rhymes. Anyway, I had been there once before, and I remembered that they have a flavor of the month there. So I was curious as to what it was, and there's a big sign that says Green River frozen margaritas. And I went, that's too good to be true. They're messing with me. So I go, what is that? And he goes, well, Green River is this local soda. And I go, oh, no.
Yeah,
you don't have to sell me on that. Is I know what that is. But is it possible that somebody was genius enough to realize they could combine that with a frozen margarita? And he goes, yeah. I go, how is it? And he just goes like this.
Well, then you have to try it.
I had to try it.
And?
Oh, was it good? Oh, was it
really?
Good?
You now, just gurgled
it. Here's the downside,
too.
Wendy. It ends at the end of the month. It's
March.
The flavor of the month.
So are you.
I'm the flavor of the month. So I should get a discount when I go in. So I said to him, he goes, are we going to see you again? I go, well, yeah, before the end of the month, probably.
Now, explain to people who've never had Green River. Isn't it a lime flavor?
It's lime soda. It is I will back you up.
Too
it's
sweet.
Really sweet. You have to be in the mood. Even if you love lime, and I do, it's a very sugary lime.
Yeah.
But it lent itself well to a frozen margarita. And you know what? Like, I don't know if you're a big fan of the frozen margaritas as opposed to the standard.
I like them both, but I prefer the on the rocks.
I vacillate. I go back and forth. Sometimes I like the frozen. Sometimes I like the more traditional. But the key to a good frozen is, You want it to all kind of melt evenly when you're done with the flavor part. You don't still want big bits of ice.
Right, kind of like a slush puppy or a Slurpee.
Right.
You know, you suck the juice out and then you're just left with
a bunch of ice.
Yeah.
You
want
to
keep mixing it, though. You keep stirring it.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
I'm telling you how to drink a margarita.
But for some reason, a lot of places that do the frozen margarita, you're just left with a bunch of ice when it's done. But not this. This was it was flawless in every way. Almost had a second one. But it was 2 in the afternoon. It was like 2:15 in the afternoon.
Oh, my God. I love afternoon drinking. What day was this?
It was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I can do it every now and then.
I like it because then, like, I've changed a lot. I used to stay out late at night, go out. Now I like to get the day drunk and then go to bed early.
Oh.
But only on the weekend.
Oh.
And I haven't done it in a while, but summer lends itself to that.
Yeah, well, it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're at this place whose name I can't remember,
well,
ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's not helpful. Can't you text your daughter?
Moe's?
No,
Moe's
it was
Cantina?
It was not Moe's Cantina.
Fronteria Grill?
Frontera.
No, it's not Frontera. I've been there. It's right under, all right, so everyone who lives in this area, whenever I talk about this place, like, Pete Zimmerman from Justin Kaufman Show, he knows about this place. It's situated under the L tracks, like it would be, I think it used to be an L station, but now it's a Mexican restaurant, although the name L Station would be a great Mexican restaurant
name.
El Estacion. I would go to that place. So it's in this building that's like part of the L track structure. And there's an indoor area and an outdoor area. And the food is fine. The food is pretty good. But, boy, the frozen margaritas are killer. So good.
Edgewater Tacos?
Nope.
Los Arcos?
Nope. It's somebody's...
Flaco's Tacos.
Flaco's Tacos. Bing, 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 bing.
What do I win?
I don't have any...
A Green River Margarita?
Yeah.
Flaco's Tacos.
It is Flaco's Tacos. Which, is it a chain or is there more than one? Because I think when they used to do
it's
the pop-up
restaurant?
It's on
West Granville and Edgewater.
That's
so
it, exactly.
Not Andersonville, I don't think.
It'd be right on the edge of Edgewater. Andersonville and Edgewater are right up against each other.
All right, I don't...
In every way. They're very competitive.
Yeah, I don't know any neighborhood, so when you said Andersonville, I just went...
That could have been in Sweden.
Right, exactly. I was thinking of the
Sweden?
French chef. Or the French chef. The Swedish chef.
Right. By the way, why isn't that guy offensive to anybody?
That is a great question. It makes Swedes look like they can't converse.
It's the most stereotypical impression of anybody in the world, but everybody's on board with it. Everybody. People go nuts for it. But if you do that about anybody else, they're like, hey, stop making fun of people from Belgium. That wasn't the guy from Belgium.
No, that's not. I'm just looking, Bill. Margarita Mondays.
Tell me more. What goes on a Margarita Mondays?
Tell me more. Tell me more. Like, did he have a drink? Margarita Monday.
Is that half price margaritas? Or just twice the size?
Top 10 margaritas, $3.
Oh, imagine that.
Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
Special taco for only $1, but that's their special taco. Probably isn't a carne asada taco.
Their taco of the month is shrimp tacos, but I found that out after I already ordered the lime steak.
The lime stick?
Lime steak. Lime stick?
You're getting a lime stick
that's
and a lime
deodorant
margarita.
I use.
You
that's
do
the
like
special
lime.
Ban roll-on lime stick deodorant that I've been using.
They have Wacky Wednesday, which they have.
What happens on Wacky Wednesday?
A little Corona beer inverted into a big 20-ounce margarita. You know, I have never had that. I don't really understand. And it's like a margarita. I don't know what it's called.
A friend of mine makes them and calls them beer garitas.
I've heard that.
I'm not thrilled with them.
Why would, I mean, do you need to put beer in a margarita? Can't
they're
you have
fine
one of each?
Separately.
That's what I like to have.
That's the way to play it. Yeah, they're fine separately. But a friend of mine at a party a couple years ago goes, wait till you have that. You like beer? Yes. You like margaritas? Wait till you have this. But the whole time I was drinking it, I'm like, it's not right.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot.
They don't blend well together.
It's a good little display. It looks kind of cool.
Looks fun.
But
yeah, it
looks fun. I don't need it. So that's Wacky Wednesdays. They have.
I didn't know. I was there, Wendy, on Wacky Wednesday. I had no idea it was Wacky Wednesday.
And they have Thirsty Thursday, which is $3 sangria. I love sangria.
Mm-hmm.
Fanatico Friday, $1 off all Mexican beers. You get your Pacifico, Dos Equis, Negro, Modelo, and Corona.
I enjoy all of those beers, but the frozen margaritas at this place are so good that there's no way in the world they could talk me out of it.
Please go Saturday to Flacco's Tacos.
I may. What's going on Saturday?
Sangrita Saturday. It's
sangria and a margarita?
Our award-winning margarita floated with homemade sangria.
I would have that.
That's only $4, and then chicken enchiladas, $9.95. You get
the cost means nothing to me. I'm not influenced by the cost. If this Green River margarita was $100, I go, yeah, all right, I'm in. I'd still take it. And you know what was nice about it is the color added to the deliciousness. Because you know how even if you don't like Green River, you got to admit they've nailed the color. It's a very bright, toxic green. It just kind of stands out. It's a very bold green. That's how the margarita was. And they did a swirl in it so that it was like mostly that kind of green, but with a little bit of yellow, like a fluorescent yellow in there too.
Wow.
It was swirled. Oh, it was outstanding.
All right. Well, what did I say? Flacco's Tacos.
Flacco's Tacos. Yeah. I'm a fan.
And you have to hurry and get there. When's the end of the month?
Sunday. Is the last day of this month, of March. Are you going?
I don't know, but you got to get your Green River margarita.
I need one more, because who knows? Oh, I know, actually, because I said to him, how often do you have these? And he goes, we do it every year around St. Patrick's Day, every March. I can't wait another year for these. There's no way.
You can make your own.
I'm only human. I can't wait a solid year for another delicious Green River taco, or a Green River margarita. Green River taco? Wait a minute. I've got an idea. Oh, I'm going to make so much money.
Do you remember this song?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Green River. I always think of it when I have a Green River.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Flacco's Tacos. Try and remember that next time. I
don't know why I couldn't remember it. All I remembered was it was a name that rhymed.
Well, it could have been Rocco's Tacos.
Yeah. Paco's Tacos, like I said. That would make a lot of sense.
Saco's Tacos.
Yeah. Right. Jocko's Tacos.
Yeah, could have been.
He's the guy from Sha Na Na. Maybe he took his money wisely and invested it into Mexican food. You don't remember Jocko from...
No, I just remember Bowser.
Yeah. The front man. We always remember the front men, but the background guys, your Jockos, you don't remember.
Jocko, what was his last name?
I don't remember Jocko's last name. I also remember they had guys in in the group named Denny, Danny, and Donnie.
I kind of remember that. We used to see them on Don Kirshner's rock concert, right?
Well, they had their own show that was on, yeah, for a couple years, for two or three years. Sean and I had their own show on late night on Saturday nights.
I remember them.
They were pretty good,
yeah,
right,
Jaco Marcellino.
Jaco Marcellino.
Then you had...
A Dutch
lad.
How could
you forget a name like that? Dave, Danny...
Danny, Denny, and Donnie were all members of Sean and I for a while. And there was a guy named Dirty Dan. Remember Dirty Dan?
Should have been called Danana. With all the D's.
Right. That would be a quick meeting. Guys, we've been running with this Shanana thing for a while. What about this? Danana.
Yeah.
I don't think so, Don. Nice try.
Danny. A couple of Dannys, a Donnie.
There was regular Danny, and then, like I said, there was a guy named Dirty Dan.
Yeah, Dirty Dan was Danny McBride, a.k.a. Yeah. Dirty Dan. He replaced Elliot Randall.
Yeah.
Boy, and Jaco was there.
Remember the guy? There was some guy that went around to music fests insisting that he was in Sha-na-na, and they would hire him, and he'd play songs of that era, and then Sha-na-na sued him because he was never in Sha-na-na. But nobody ever checked.
Why don't you start doing that?
I could do that. Should I do that?
Yeah, maybe you could go to a Bulls game, say you're part of the Harlem Globetrotters well.
Yeah, that would work.
Elliot Gino Kahn was a guitar singer. He left the group after 5 years, became a very successful entertainment lawyer, and went on to manage Green Day.
Oh, that has a happy ending.
Scott Santini Powell, singer, is now an orthopedic surgeon in the L.A. area. He's the team doctor for the USA women's soccer team.
Oh.
I don't know if this is true, but it's on Shanana's FAQ page. Yeah. Scott Santini Powell. Oh, I read that. I'm sorry. Rob Leonard, singer, currently professor of linguistics and Swahili and head of the language department at Hofstra University on Long Island.
Oh, that's impressive.
Are they lying?
These guys have gone on to good things.
Alan Cooper, original bass and singer, singing at the Hop in the Woodstock film, went on to be a professor of theology at the Jewish Theological Seminary.
Interesting.
Joe Witkin, piano.
Do you think he brings up, like, at any point during his class session, that he was ever in Sha-na-na? Because it would be weird if you were in a college setting, especially theology, at a Jewish school, and he goes, oh, by the way, did I mention I was in Sha-na-na?
Well, you could put some interesting music to the prayers that he's teaching. Oh, yeah. I'd love that class.
Yeah, that would be excellent.
He may say, you know, your life can take many paths. Look at me, for instance.
Yeah.
I was the bass player and singer.
Who was the guy in Sha-na-na that was the older, like, rounder guy who had a short beard? He looked like other guys in Sha-na-na's dad.
There's no pictures, but I just want to say how they all, I'll look that up for you during Kim's news. I'll try and find out. But Joe Witkin, piano player, retired emergency room doctor. Henry Gross, guitar singer, moved to Nashville, wrote, sang, and had a hit with Shannon.
Well, how old were they when they stopped being Sha-na-na?
Probably in their late 40s or early 50s, probably.
Dave Garrett, singer, CEO of a successful manufacturing company. Bruno Clark.
Oh, I remember him.
He teaches college literature.
Boy, a lot of them went on to be college professors.
So later in life, they must have either gone back to school or gone to their original...
Or maybe college. They had degrees, you know.
Could
Rich
be.
Joffe, singer, was a litigation attorney in New York City.
Wait, which one was he? Rich Joffe? I don't remember him.
I don't
him.
Have pictures of them.
Because on the TV show, there was 10 of them for two of the seasons. And then the last season, one guy dropped out and there was only 9.
I have 11
either
people
Danny,
here.
Denny, or Donnie.
Johnny Cantardo was working as a journalist in the LA area, still tours as a solo artist. John Bowser Bauman lives with his family in the LA area, still tours as a solo act, singing and hosting shows.
I remember Bowser.
For a while, they made him the host of Match Game.
Oh, I remember that.
For a little while.
After Gene Rayburn, I see.
Yeah.
Lenny Baker, Denny Green, Dirty...
Lenny! Lenny was the guy who looked like the other guys in Sha-na-na's dad.
Well, these people all have something in common. Lenny Baker, Denny Green. Hang on. Dirty Dan McBride, Reggie Batiste, Chris Donald, a.k.a. Vinnie Taylor, and bassist David Chico Ryan have passed away. Their great talent and energy are greatly missed. Wow.
Yeah, I knew the bigger, older guy had died. You said his name was Danny? What was his name?
Danny Green. Dirty Dan McBride.
He died probably of an infection because he was dirty. I'm no doctor, Wendy, but it's pretty easy to figure that out.
Elliot Ronzoni Randall played lead guitar on Steely Dan's Reelin' in the Years.
Oh, well, that's impressive.
That's pretty cool. And then the one guy went on to manage Green Day. So
that's very impressive.
That's it. I'm pretty happy for the Shannonians.
Let's get Bowser on. I'd like to talk to him.
About what?
Just find out why.
Dirty Dan's death?
Yes, I want more details. And we'll even say, we know it was an infection. We get that. But you had to know something was wrong. He was dirty all the time.
I wish I had money because I'd give you $100 to just say that. I'd have a crisp $100 bill. Right.
Do it, don't you think?
You'd hear a lot of quiet.
He'd hang up.
I would ask, but it'd be really quiet on the other end.
But you couldn't get through it without laughing because you'd be looking at me knowing what was going to happen.
Right,
you couldn't get through it.
I don't think so. I would try.
Oh, that would be fun.
I don't know if it would work. All right, we'll take a break. Kim has the news, and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Fun fact, Kim.
Yeah.
Did you know that when the Shah of Iran had a band, it was also called Shanana?
Oh, are you supposed to laugh?
Look at Wendy's face.
Is that like bad dad? Is that a bad dad joke?
Yeah. Yep.
Shanana.
Well, it was spelled Shah, of course, because he was the Shah of Iran, but he still pronounced it Shanana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What were some of his hits?
They just did old cover stuff.
Okay.
They did cover stuff.
Ayatollah, not to say it.
Wow, Kim came through. Now you're getting the face that I was getting.
The two of you.
I recognize
that
face.
Will I have to separate you?
No, we're fine.
So remember when Marshall Field's was taken over by Macy's? I was bothered. I've always loved Marshall Field's.
Sure. So it's never been the same.
I don't care anymore. I don't care about Macy's. I have no
allegiance.
No, none. But do you remember when this happened?
Oh, it was horrible.
I mean, year wise, because I can't believe.
Oh, well,
what year?
It's about 12 or 13 years ago, I think, or close to it, because it just the protests and everything were going on when I just moved here.
2005.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought it was more recently.
Years? Yeah.
But yeah, 2005, they started taking down the Fields plant. The Marshall Fields clock is seen in this. Go to the ChicagoTribune.com, and I'm trying to give somebody credit here, and I don't know who wrote this article.
I got engaged at Marshall Fields.
You did?
Downtown Chicago, so it's very meaningful.
While shopping?
My husband and I were here for a wedding, and so he always loved to go, because when he spent a summer here law clerking, he liked this restaurant, not the
Walnut Room.
There was another place where you could go and like go through a line and order a sandwich would make it for you.
Yeah.
And he loved that.
Downstairs.
So he wanted to show it to me. Yes.
Yeah.
And we got engaged there because his cousins who were jewelers had a store right across the street. So we got engaged and went across
Jewelers
the street.
Row. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow-ish.
Picked out.
Oh,
the
that's
ring.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that definitely had a special.
Absolutely.
Do you go to, because I go to a bunch of antique stores and they sell a lot of Marshall Field's bags and boxes and stuff. Do you have any of those?
No, I don't, but I do love Frangomans.
Mm.
And they stayed around.
Yeah. So Marshall Field's is one of those Chicago traditions that went away but was not forgotten. And they list a few in the Chicago Tribune today. I'm sure there are more we're missing, and the number to call us is 312-235-2525. White Hen Pantry.
Yeah, I do miss that.
There was one right near us, so it was so convenient when you run out to White Hen.
Yeah.
And that happened. They had 206 stores in Illinois and Indiana, 55 in Boston. It was bought out by 7-Eleven in 2006.
So 7-Eleven just flat out bought any existing stores.
They just converted.
Because a lot of times there were places where they'd be across the street from each other.
That you buy the competitor.
Yeah, I guess. But you wouldn't, if you were 7-Eleven, you wouldn't keep both stores open, right? You would sell one off if they were right across the street.
Right, because that's kind of a waste.
Too close.
Yeah. So they bought all of those back in 2006. So White Hen Pantry was gone.
I have to say, for my needs, my own personal needs, a 7-Eleven was better than a White Hen Pantry. They had more of the stuff that I was looking for, which is candy.
And Slurpees.
Right. The Slurpee is always way better at 7-Eleven than a White Hen.
You know where White Hen came in handy for me? running out at the last second on a Sunday night at 10 o'clock to buy lunch meat because I didn't go to the Jeweler to get it for the kids' lunches.
So White Hen would be a good option.
White Hen, because they had the deli there, so a loaf of bread and a half a pound of turkey, that was
golden.
Yeah,
right.
Bag of chips.
Yeah.
That was really so helpful for me.
The first time I ever saw White Hen was the first time I came to Chicago to visit my cousin. I was probably a teenager, and I just was amazed the fact that she had a White Hen in the bottom of her building.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought
miracle.
That was the coolest thing ever. Like, just go downstairs
Sounds
and get
like
whatever
problems.
You want and go back up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was, so you don't miss them. I do. Cause
I do.
There's no deli at a 7-Eleven, but you can get, you know, somebody a buffalo chicken roll up for their lunch the next day.
Sometimes
I bet it's delicious.
They have been there a while, too.
You can tell
I've never
by looking
had
at the food.
One, I think.
That's been there a while.
We didn't have kids just do Grubhub to school.
Right.
First National Bank of Chicago, 1997. It was on North Michigan Avenue in downtown Chicago, part of a wave of massive financial mergers. First Chicago combined with Bank One Corp in 1998. BANCONE Corp. Where's that now?
It's probably rolled into something else now.
Yeah. All the banks just swallowed each other up.
Yeah.
And then became bigger bank conglomerates.
Isn't it funny we can't talk either today? Isn't it funny how you see banks all over the place,
yeah.
but yet nobody goes to a bank because you can do most of it online?
Kim, I still
go. He goes all
and
the
it's
time.
Like, a go- like, they go, can I help you?
I know, they're probably like thrilled to see you. Oh, here's Bill. Thank God you have something to do.
A guy is here.
You and my dad. My dad loves to go to the
like
bank.
I like to go in there.
I will tell you, I had to wait for a little while at our bank. Both kids needed to upgrade their banking account. One had to go from high school checking to college checking.
Yeah.
And one, I got Dylan his first bank account and debit card. And there was kind of a line
really?
Of people that needed to get services like
that. But how many
like
tellers
that.
Were there compared to, like, how many tellers there
well,
were
there
10
were
years ago?
Three tellers, and that was rolling through. But you had to sit down with a financial administrator to open up a bank account. And if I may just tell you right now, you need an actual copy of the Social Security card to open account.
An account.
Yeah.
You can take a copy. It doesn't have to be the real thing.
No. It has to be the original.
Right.
Which, honestly, how many people have their original Social Security card?
I do.
I do, too.
I had to get a replacement one, and now I know where they are, but they're not that easy to come by, and some people leave them in a safety deposit box. So if you go to the bank to open an account and they say, you need, you know, your Social Security card. Oh, well, I have a scan of it. Nope, we need to see the card.
Are you telling me I shouldn't be walking around with it?
No.
You shouldn't probably be walking around with it because you could lose it or it could be stolen. You know, there's a lot of seedy people here at WGN.
Absolutely.
Somebody could lift it from you.
Yeah, really, just in the newsroom alone.
Right, the newsroom's the most dangerous place
it's
in the city.
Scary in there.
That was one, I remember being in high school, that was probably the first time my mom gave me my Social Security card. She kept it somewhere, and she gave it to me because I started working at 16. So you need your Social Security number. So I remember putting it in my wallet and thinking I was pretty much of an adult at that point.
Yes.
I didn't have a license, but I had my Social Security card, and then it was told to me not to carry it on me because, and that was even back then, now.
Yeah.
And remember the very first checks I got also had my Social Security number on it.
That was printed as part of the
They gave you the option.
Wow.
And every time you wrote a check, they would write your Social Security number down. So
that's a hacker's dream right there.
I know.
Was it above or below your Visa number? With all your information. Did you just have all your pertinent information printed on your check?
No, but it was your name, address.
Just come and get me.
Here's my Facebook password is right here if you need it.
Bill, it didn't matter because anywhere you went to write a check, they would say, okay, what's your social?
Right.
Now they just ask for a phone number.
Yeah.
But back then, so I just said, I can get it printed for no extra charge? Sure.
Yeah. Please, throw it on.
So,
I'm an adult. That'll prove it when people see my checks.
Yeah, but you need a driver's license. Dylan doesn't have one, so I had to bring his passport. But you need that original Social Security card to open up an account.
Yeah. Huh.
Bank One replaces First Chicago. The Bank One name later vanished to when its parent company was acquired by J.P. Morgan Chase.
Almost all the big name banks were swallowed up by some other.
Yep.
You know,
Treasure
Harris Bank is long gone, right?
With Hubert?
Hubert.
The
you should
lion?
Have a Hubert doll. Yeah,
did
those are all gone.
Did you ever get one?
No.
Me neither.
No.
Treasure Island Foods.
Well, that's recent. That's this year.
The family-owned chain closed in October after 55 years in business.
That one's sad because they were the first kind of alternative grocery store. They had stuff
like
that the other stores didn't have.
Too.
Yeah.
Never had one. There was never one ever near us. I grew up in Brookfield. There was I think the closest.
They were very regional.
Yeah. I mean, the North Shore has.
I was going to say, I remember one in Evanston.
Wilmette. Just over the border. Yeah, just over the border in Wilmette. Really nice one.
So that just happened.
Yeah, that's sad.
What else do we have here? Meritech and Illinois Bell.
Yeah.
That was, I think, my first, then it turned to SBC Global. They've gone through a lot of name changes because that was my first official cell phone carrier.
But wasn't it cool that for most of the Bell company, it was the state's name? Like, we had Illinois Bell, there was Wisconsin Bell. But in the South, they went with Southern Bell.
We had South Central Bell in Kentucky.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Southern Bell. It just sounds so friendly.
And actually, it was Cellular One. That was my first.
Oh, that was your first carrier?
What is it now?
Verizon.
There's AT&T. I think that merged into that. They all ultimately, those names go away because Ameritech, SBC Global, Illinois Bell, Ameritech.
Because my email is on SBC Global, and people every once in a while, when I give them my email, they go, is this from 10 years ago? And
I know,
it's from
today.
You
should really just Gmail.
What do I care?
Because don't you want emails?
You don't have an AOL address.
Not anymore. As of recently. When Treasure Island went down, I went, that's enough of that. I got to switch to SBC.
Although AOL is more common than the SBC Global dot upside down umlaut dot.
Right. Right.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Ameritech payphones gone. I haven't seen a payphone in a long time.
No.
I can't remember the last time I saw a payphone. It's
that actually had like
an actual receiver on it, and it actually worked.
Right. Although every once in a while you'll come across a place, a store or something that where you're sure those are gone. For instance, last week I passed a Quiznos in Old Town.
I always liked Quiznos.
I love Quiznos.
I thought they were gone. I
was sure they were all gone, but there was one, and it was thriving. There was a bunch of people in there. People like me who went, wait, what portal did I just enter? I'm into another dimension now. How did I get in here?
You can email those people on your SBC Global.
Very easy to reach.
Dominic's, that was a big
That was a shocker.
Yeah.
So who gained from that? Was it Jewel or Mariano's or Whole Foods?
I think it was almost
Trader
a split.
Joe's.
It was kind of a split in a lot of ways because some neighborhoods got Dominic's, some got Mariano's.
Right,
and,
got mixed.
But when
when Dominic's went
when
away.
When Dominic's closed, yeah.
But I never saw that coming. I was sure it was going to be Jewel and Dominic's fighting it out for domination forever. And they just closed. Like, they were gone in a minute. They just went, this isn't working anymore. We got to close up.
And most of them turned into Mariano's.
Most of them, yeah.
I go to both. I was a Jewel girl growing up.
Yeah.
That's just where my mom went. So then when I got to be on my own and went grocery shopping, I just went to the Jewel.
Didn't you have a preferred card, Wendy?
Yes, I did.
How about that? But Wendy was a preferred customer at the Jewel.
The last few times I've gone to the Jewel, they have not had what I've gone to get. It's not, if you're going to do your weekly shopping, you can... I have set brands I like to get, but sometimes I can deviate. If you're going to get like frozen chicken Kiev and that's what you're going for to make for dinner and they don't have it, that's a pain. So then I would have to go to Mariano's on the way home. Mariano's was closer, but I still kept going to the Jewel because I was a Jewel girl. And it was like the last four times they didn't have what I needed. So I've kind of made the switch and I feel guilty about it.
No.
I do.
You gave them a chance.
But
I
still may give it again.
With Jewel, because every time I go there to check out there, the lines are always so long. It's ridiculous. I'm a Sunset girl. We have a great sunset in downtown Highland Park. And it's fantastic. And they're the nicest people. They take such good care of their customers.
There's not one near me to go to.
There's only a hand. There's,
there's maybe four or five.
That's it. Yeah.
But
that's a good
fantastic
store.
Fantastic neighborhood grocery stores.
All right, so we have, this one surprised me, Bill.
What?
It happened in 2015, Maurice Linnell cookies.
Yeah, that was a shock.
Oh, and that Didn't know those.
Well, we know them because growing up in Chicago, they were the chief snack sponsor of Cartoon Town with Bill Jackson.
Yes.
Maurice Linnell cookies. That was the kid who was stuck inside the cookie jar.
Yes.
He just
what type
his
of
eyes.
Cookies were they?
Well, they did. Pinwheels were my favorite.
Yeah. It was like the chocolate vanilla swirl?
Yes,
thing?
With red sugar around the outside.
Right. Oh, did they come in a tin in the little thing?
Sometimes.
Yes,
you can
sometimes.
Get them that way.
I remember those kind of cookies, but I don't remember that name.
Did you ever go to the factory outlet that was by Ford City?
No.
I believe they had this store there. Now, if I remember right, it was for cookies that didn't quite come out right. Like maybe they were chipped or there were, you know, the pinwheel was off a little bit. Yeah, it was
kind
like
of
the Marshalls or TJ Maxx of cookies.
Which they aren't like that now,
no,
but
I
yes,
know,
at the
they've
time
fixed themselves.
They'd have three arms on a shirt.
But every once in a while we would go in there and get the slightly
still
irregular Maurice Linnell cookies.
Right?
They tasted delicious. Yeah.
Like bruised cookies or something, or
yeah.
I don't know what they call, but I know what you're talking about. The Chicago Cookie Store was in Chicago. The cookie company, which traced its roots to the 1920s,
wow.
It was a Swedish bakery. It went bankrupt in 2008, though another company kept making some of its signature products. Because you did see the Maurice Linnell cookies that were out in your grocer's.
What was the cookie that they made that on the top of it, it was capped off with what looked like half a cherry, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't actually
a
cherry.
It was gelatinous goo.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It looked like a butter cookie, right?
Yes.
Like
Jelly Star cookies
That's
is
it.
What they were called.
Yes. That's it, exactly.
Some of the creations of the Maurice Linnell Cookie Company, cookie spelled C-O-O-K-Y.
Oh, inventive.
Fancy.
Yeah.
The company was known for its pinwheel and Jelly Star cookies. Consolidated Biscuit purchased the Linnell equipment and trademarks and continued making the cookies for several years, eventually citing aging equipment and recipes that used partially hydrogenated oils as reasons to discontinue the cookies. But
Did they ever find out who put the kid in the cookie bowl and he couldn't get out? I wonder who did that.
No, and those...
Did he hire two trainers to do that? I wonder... Bodybuilders? Probably did.
The Jelly Star cookies were never good because, honestly, I know what they were doing and it was pretty.
Yeah, it
but
was
that
not
gelatinous
good.
Goo was like.
Stuck to your teeth.
Yeah,
it was kind of like stale jelly meets a smashed Twizzler.
Yes.
It was, the consistency was bad.
You know who always had those? Your grandma's friend.
Yes.
I feel like I got those at Hebrew school for some
did
reason.
Did they give you
a
Hebrew school?
Yes.
But then they had a chocolate chip cookie, which was okay.
Kim, did they give those to you if you were good or if you were bad?
It was just like, if you're hungry, eat.
Just show
it didn't
up and
matter.
Get it. All right.
Just have a gelatinous cookie.
And then they had the pinwheels, which looked like the yin and yang, and then just the red colored sugar
right.
on the outside. And then they had just a chocolate cookie with big, chunky sugar pieces on the out. Here's a picture of it. As soon as you see it, you'll know it. Because you'd grab it. It was just a chocolate.
Yeah,
it was a
that.
Chocolate, almost like a brownie.
But it didn't taste like a true chocolate. It had
they
a...
They all tasted the same, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah,
they did. They're just colored.
The pinwheel tasted the best. That, to me, I tasted more of a butter cookie in the pinwheel.
Right.
But the other stuff, they all, whether it was chocolate chip or chocolate, they all kind of had the same...
They were similar.
Taste.
Yeah. They weren't great.
They weren't bad.
They were fine.
It worked.
It made you want a better cookie.
Right.
This is like a prelude to some better cookie.
That's what urged housewives in that era to bake.
I could do better than this.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
This isn't even that hard.
It's at thetribune.com. And I mean, I'm sure there are more, but we're out of time anyway. But
save it for...
There aren't any more listed here. I just thought listeners would have more.
No.
I can't think of more Chicago.
Last night it was interesting because Justin Kaufman played a game similar to this. He would give an address and ask people what used to be there.
Oh,
and then we're calling in and they knew it right off the bat. Like, you know,
but you could Google that
place
too
in
easily.
Rogers Park or what? I mean, I guess you could, but he had them on the line. So they had to answer when
quickly.
He gave the address.
Oh.
And a lot of people really knew it.
Oh, that's cool.
I've learned how to do a contest because of the internet, as we had a listener who may or may not have been Googling along. Time limit is of the essence.
Yes, you have
limit.
To.
I didn't realize that. I'm too trusting. So I've learned my lesson.
All right.
Trust no one. That's what I do now.
Kim, thanks for hanging out. We'll close things off next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. All right, Wendy, we covered Sha Na Na and Whitehead and Pantry, so I think today was a success.
Yes.
Those are the two barometers I use for success or not success.
Boy, you're easy.
Did you guys talk about Sha-na-na? No. Whitehead? No. Not a success. Today, however, huge success.
I want the White Sox to win today.
Let's hope so.
Are the Hawks playing?
The Hawks are not going to play today.
When do they play next?
Tomorrow.
Come on.
Got to wait one more day.
Come on, Hawks. Bulls, I don't care.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yep, that's right. Enjoy your day off. You come back Monday refreshed and
yeah,
stuff.
I'll do
yeah,
that.
That'll be fun.
Have fun without me.
Hey, guys, we appreciate you listening, and we hope that you will tomorrow. Special secret guest tomorrow, Harry Tynowitz.
Secret. You just gave away the secret.
Oh, I guess I did.
Someone has to explain to him,
Jasmine,
what the word secret means.
I don't understand it. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Tune in again tomorrow for more fun. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.